Culture 4. Exercises 6 and 7.
This evening on Global Teenagers, we are interviewing Nikau Kamana from New Zealand. Hello, Nikau, and thank you for agreeing to speak to us.
Kia ora. It's a pleasure to take part.
What is kia ora? Is it a Maori greeting?
Yes, it means hello in Maori. I'm a Maori, and our language is one of the two official languages of New Zealand.
Does everybody learn it at school?
No, not everybody, but there are lots of schools that do some or all of their subjects in Maori.
Now, what's life like for a Maori teenager?
I imagine it's the same as for teenagers all around the world, although I suppose our families make us very aware of our culture.
In what way?
Well, one very important thing for us is whenua. This is the Maori word for land, and it's about our relationship with nature. It refers to the land and our connection to it. This is very important in our culture.
Yes, I believe that Maori people have always looked after the environment.
We have. At school the other day, we were talking about how Indigenous people, like us, and the Aborigines in Australia, have always had a close relationship to the land and always felt a close connection between all living things. These ideas are now spreading all over the planet. And when everybody realises that this connection exists, we will stop treating the planet badly.
What do you think people around the world know about the Maori culture?
There seems to be a very big interest in tamoko, traditional Maori tattooing. Lots of tourists come to New Zealand, especially for adventure holidays, and a lot of those tourists go home with a Maori tattoo on their bodies.
And, of course, Maoris are great rugby players.
We are indeed. There have been lots of great players, and before every match of the New Zealand national team, the All Blacks, all the players perform a haka, a traditional war dance.
Yes, I've seen it, and it certainly seems to frighten the opposition. Thank you very much, Nikau. It has been very interesting.
Oh, don't mention it.